This is the Kagan Podcast, Episode 11, Trip to the King of Prussia Mall. I'm John Kagan. What you're about to hear are several audio segments recorded during lulls in my trip to King of Prussia Mall on Saturday. I hope you enjoy.
It's almost quarter after six, and I'm at the Atlantic City train station. I am going to meet my friend at the King of Prussia Mall. And my hope is that this is the first of at least three segments that I will record for the podcast. The weather didn't cooperate. It snowed yesterday, January 3rd, 2014. Today is January 4th, 2014. Like I said, it snowed yesterday. The roads are passable. They're not great, but they're passable. I can only hope that the road conditions improve.
We're on the move again after a 20-minute delay outside of Egg Harbor City. I wonder what this is going to do to my schedule. See, the problem with traveling by paratransit is that you have connections that you have to meet even after you've reached a point near your destination. We'll see what happens from this point forward. After a 20-minute delay, we finally reached Egg Harbor City. I don't quite remember what station comes next. Not that it really matters, because Philadelphia's the last one. I was able to get on the train okay. There was a lot of salt on the platform, and everything was clear. If you want to see a picture of salt, I'll put it in the show notes somewhere on the webpage that accompanies this podcast. It'll be interesting to see how close to 8:13 we get into Philadelphia.
Well, we've come to the end of a very long and interesting day. I'm back at 30th Street Station now. It is 8:30 p.m. precisely, looking at the station clock across the way here. I started out in Brigantine this morning. Those of you listening to the full podcast, well, it's the only way you could do it now, isn't it? Forgive the repeats. It's what you're listening to in just a matter of minutes has been recorded over the last several hours with a considerable amount of time between each recording. I started out left Brigantine this morning at 5:30. I arrived in Philadelphia at 8:30. The train was about 20 minutes late, but given my extraordinary talent for logistics, I didn't miss my SEPTA-paratransit connection. But I should note that SEPTA has become rather hit or miss. While my morning ride did show up to collect me and take me to the King of Prussia Mall, he parked on a different side than I requested, and it took him several minutes to find me. On the way back from King of Prussia Mall, after meeting my friend, and it turned out to be a lovely, very lovely afternoon. I enjoyed it very much. But on the way back, when it came time to pick me up, the driver they sent couldn't find me either. And I requested to be picked up at the SEPTA Plaza Transit Center. Now, one, I would think, which is why I asked them to pick me up here, there, that they would, drivers and dispatchers would know where the SEPTA Plaza Transit Center is at King of Prussia Mall. Apparently, the dispatchers and CCT drivers did not know. It took them an extra 15 minutes to find me. Now, what I should explain for new listeners is that when you're physically disabled and use paratransit, you're given what is called a pickup window. The pickup window could be as little as a total of 30 minutes, being 15 minutes before the pickup time and 15 minutes after. It could be 10 minutes before the pickup time and up to 20 minutes after. Or the pickup window could be as much as 40 minutes. That is 20 minutes before the pickup time or 20 minutes after. So, if I'm scheduling a ride for Access Link, the New Jersey paratransit system, and I want to be picked up no earlier than 9 o'clock, I request a ride pickup time for 9:20. That means they could come anywhere between anywhere from 9 a.m. or p.m., depending upon when you want to be picked up, to 9:40 a.m. or p.m., depending upon what time of day you would like to be picked up. And SEPTA has a 30-minute pickup window, that is 10 minutes before and 20 minutes after the pickup time. And they did not hit either of the pickup windows on this particular trip. But that having been said, it's better than not being able to get there it's better than not being able to get there at all. Appreciate the fact that I'm able to get there, get to where I want to go, wherever there happens to be, and be able to get back. So what you have to do when you're a physically disabled person, using power transit services is you have to expect and plan for delays. You need at least an hour or two between times that you schedule pick up or drop off from a paratransit service and any other particular transit service you're using, such as a train or any other service such as that. Now, as I bear with me a minute, I have to had to check in with the Red Cap that is going to be putting me on my train to Atlantic City in a little over an hour. I just want to make sure that he's the only one on duty at the moment. I just want to make sure that he knew my face and what train I had to go out on. The perils of using paratransit. Most of the time, it works the way it's supposed to. Sometimes it does not. And to avoid the problems that one has when it doesn't work the way it's supposed to, you have to build in flexibility into your train schedule of at least 2 hours, perhaps more. My scheduled pickup was for 5:55 this evening, and I didn't hook up with the driver until 15 minutes after my pickup window, but because I figured something like that would happen, because I've done this twice before, this trip to King of Prussia Mall, it happened both the other times I took the trip, and so I assumed it was going to happen again. And because it did happen again, and because I assumed it would, I scheduled myself to come back on the 9:52 in the evening. I got here at, I got to 30th Street Station here where I'm talking to you right now, at 7 o'clock, and had a rather disappointing dinner. My tea from Dunkin' Donuts wasn't the best I could have had. They put too much sweet and low in it. And the only food that was available that I was interested in took the form of a sausage pizza from Subway, which wasn't that great, but hey, at least my lunch was good. I didn't have to pay for it. My friend did that. And it was from Chick-fil-A. The only thing that could have made that lunch better was tea from Dunkin' Donuts with the right amount of lemon and sweet and low in it. But there's always next year, and I live in hope. My train trip back to Atlantic City, back to Atlantic City Brigantine area, will get me there by 11 o'clock this evening. And hopefully I'll get home sometime not too much after midnight. Again, building in enough time. Just wanted to actually do a podcast about a trip while I was taking a trip.
Well, in a nutshell, that was my trip to King of Prussia Mall. Until next time, the Keegan Podcast is produced by jgkeegan.com Productions. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved. For more information, please visit jgkeegan.com.